Hey all, this is Day and Ari. Welcome to Windchill Time. It is July 3rd, about 4:15 p.m., and it's a bit of a slow holiday week, but we are trudging forth.
Hee-haw!
All right, so a really quick introduction to what we're going to talk about today.
First up, Day and I had a aha moment this morning in our relationship. Seven magical words that I think will lighten the load in terms of how we communicate and how we...
And the next topic. What's the next topic? Sorry.
Okay.
I just want to keep
Internet
it really quick.
Internet real estate sucks.
Internet real estate sucks, yeah.
Yeah, because of all those people that are squatting, all the goddamn squatters. All
right, so let's roll Dom.
Hi, y'all. This is Dom from CoinMe, or you might know me from The Blockchain Minute, your daily show for the most important story on the blockchain. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guest or its host is to be taken as financial advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that the hosts, Ari and Day, and their guests are not financial advisors of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of this known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion that may be found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
Hey, everybody. Thanks, Dom, again for the disclosures and disclaimers. Welcome back, everybody. It's Ari and Day here.
And sorry I rushed the introduction there. I'm really sorry.
Apology accepted. Mwah.
Kiss received.
Okay. All right. Well, so, then, how are you doing, Day?
I'm doing all right. I took your cue and I sugared up with a dark chocolate covered vanilla bar ice cream to sugar up for the podcast.
Organic from the PCC.
What does that stand for again? Public community sent
cooperative public.
We're terrible. Shoot. Well, the lentil was like screaming PCC, and his one babysitter asked us to remember, is like, what's PCC?
Our favorite grocery store.
She was like, what's PCC? And again, we have no endorsements or advertisement money coming in for what we do here.
But what they do really great, the PCC, is they give their kids one piece of fruit or one piece of vegetable for free. That is a godsend for moms or parents, dads.
To keep the child occupied, eating, chomping on something
and
while you're grocery store.
And excited to go run an errand with you. Like, he really looks forward to that apple. We pick the biggest, shiniest, biggest, loveliest red apple. We wash it, and he goes chomping on it. He gets through maybe like a third or a half of the apple by the time we're done with grocery shopping. He continues chomping on it in the car ride home. It's wonderful. All right.
All right. And then the other topic was how internet real estate sucks. That's going to be more me and what I was going through this morning with figuring out a domain name for Windchill Time. Mm-hmm. So which one do you want to do? Oh, we got to do Satoshi's. Satoshi math. Okay. So we'll do Satoshi math. How about we do the internet real estate and then we'll end on a high note with the seven magic words.
Oh.
Okay. Good. You agree. All right. So I just checked. Markets closed early today, and the joke is, of course, that, the markets close early before holidays, but Bitcoin never closes. And I woke up late today again, and the markets were closing at 10 p.m. Pacific.
A.m.
10 a.m. Pacific, yes, 10 a.m. Pacific. which is typical for the markets. No one ever, I don't think anybody ever questioned it before, that whole existential experience of, oh yeah, the markets are closed because it's July 4th. Oh yeah, it's day before July 4th, so we're going to close at 1 p.m. on the East Coast because it's before holiday. Did you ever think about it, think twice about it, Ari?
Never, ever, but I guess bankers got to go hit the coast, I guess, or whatever they do to... Where do all these like fancy people go on the East Coast?
You know, that island out in New York.
That place where they all go for the weekend.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name.
You can tell how often we go out there. The Hamptons, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Hamptons. Yeah. Got to get out there. Got to start the weekend. Got to take Friday off, too, because, hey, that's a really weird day to come into the office again after having July 4th holiday off.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just checked the price on Coinbase, and it was $11,900. So the market shut down, U.S. market shut down for the day at 1 p.m. Pacific, and then after that, Bitcoin price rises some more. It's, I don't know.
Bitcoin never sleeps. Bitcoin is the only instantaneously purchasable, globally accessible commodity. I got that from the podcast you made me listen today.
You listened to the whole thing?
I listened to 35 minutes of it.
Okay. All right. That's the CFTC sitting person, Brian, with the Peter McCormack podcast interview that he did, which I thought was excellent. I haven't finished it either.
Okay.
And then, so $11,900 per Bitcoin, one whole Bitcoin. If you buy $1 worth of Bitcoin, which is extremely possible.
110 sats?
No.
Oh, shit.
That's what you get for trying to do math in your head. It's 8,403 sats. At $10,000, if you buy $1 worth of Bitcoin, then you get 10,000 sats.
Oh.
Yeah, so the higher it is per dollar per Bitcoin, the lower the number of sats you can get, your buying power is less.
I think I have to give up on this. Did you know I was once a math major for 3 full years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know?
So,
okay, go ahead.
Did
go
I know
ahead,
what?
Go ahead.
You were going to be an actuary.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Satoshi math is very, very complex, even though it's really only two easy operational maneuvers and, you know, moving some decimal places. Used to be you could buy 10,000 sats per dollar. Now it's going down. You can't buy as much Bitcoin per dollar. That's the whole point.
Oh.
It's the scarcity aspect. Remember of Bitcoin? There's only 21 million Bitcoin in the world.
Mm-hmm. Until the halving.
No, there's still 21 million Bitcoin in the world. The halving or halvening, I don't know which one is the real correct one or both are correct, but... That's when the mining reward goes in half. Instead of 25 Bitcoin per rounding, or I can't think of the word right now, per reward round, it's now 12.5 Bitcoin per mining reward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so
your plight.
Yeah, so the plight is you and I have been talking about trying to buy a domain name for Windchill Time, and of course .com is
for like 2 weeks now.
.com is taken, just like every decent .com has been taken for ever.
.com is still the best, no matter
what
anyone
tells
you.
It is still, unfortunately, very unfortunately, the best. Now there are hundreds of top-level domain names that can be purchased. But the thing is, you want to have a .com if you can. And if you can't have a .com, you got to figure out what you stand for, what you're going to talk about, or what your website is about, what your business is about, and then try to backwards engineer that into a new top-level domain name. And they run the whole gamut of all kinds of stuff. Finally, ICANN, ICANN, was lobbied and pushed and pulled and jerked around enough so that they opened up the top-level domain space to a bunch of other top-level domains. And now you can get all kinds of stuff. So
it's ridiculous, yeah, in fact.
It's ridiculous. So anyway, so I narrowed it down to two. You and I have been talking about two. WindchillTime.pro or WindchillTime.studio.
Studio I like better.
Okay. And so then I finally got to the point where I was being very impatient today, and I said, we got to lock down a domain name. We got to just get it done one way or another. So I asked my private group what they thought about it.
Oh, dear.
One of them said, I don't like either. And I'm going to use some names and pseudonyms, some pseudonyms and all this kind of stuff while I talk, just because it just kind of sounds more interesting.
So how does one get to be a part of your private group? Because I'm not even a part of it.
I know. It's my little country club. My little country club of myself.
How am I not included?
We could talk about that on a later show. Anyway, so right now, so again, using some pseudonyms, using some real names, using some whatevers, and not using any names.
I wanted to give a real time
update on the informal survey that I gave. So one of the guys, Dave, said, "I don't like either one."
Dave sounds like
don't try to guess who these people are, okay? Because a lot of names are duplicated anyway. Thank goodness. And then one person said .studio, okay?
I like .studio.
So then I'm gonna try to lightning through all these guys. So Andy said .studio sounds cool to me. Let's see. Pete said .pro sounds better. And then John said .pro, assuming Windchill meets something or is the brand. So there's a business guy right there talking about brand.
All
right.
Have these guys actually listened to the podcast?
Doesn't matter. I'm just talking purely about domain name and what looks better, sounds better, something like that. So right. Alex is like, I like WindchillTime.studio.
Ooh, Alex Mashinsky.
That would be funny if it was him. Okay, so we had a Chris say studio. We had a person give I like .studio better. It sounds more artistic and free-formed. .pro sounds too commercial.
Yeah.
So I liked it when they gave feedback. So Bill said studio. Timmy said, I think studio has a better ring. Ashley said, studio sounds more approachable and less pretentious, and also makes me think of a voice recording studio where you could be recording your podcast. Just my initial thoughts. We had PJ say as a URL ? Studio feels better to me. Pro is less letters. I think that's the classic answer that an engineer would give. And then studio is easier to remember, and I like being memorable. So Stevie said I like Pro better.
Oh, his name's Stevie. Aww.
I'm just pseudonymizing. Aww. And then we had Andy say studio. We had, let's see.
How many freaking people are in this group and I'm not in it?
No, this is not the group. I sent out a massive number of text messages individually because people respond better when it's a one-on-one contact.
Huh.
Dot pro because it's shorter. And then, let's see here. Don't be judgmental. We had another PD say, how will you be driving people to the site? If it's link-based, doesn't matter. If you are telling people and they go to type, looks like a Nigerian phishing site. Anything outside of .com or .org, let's see here, .pro, very scary. .pro, con men.
Mm.
Yeah, and so let's see here.
Okay, studio Tony wins.
Studio. The other sounds like a version of software. let's see here. CM. I like Pro. Seems more legit to me. And then let's see here. Another Chris said Studio.
Okay. And then I think we get the point.
Person said Studio. Uh-huh. Studio. Okay. I'm trying to find something. I guess Studio. Both are decent. Let's see here. Studio.
You need your bifocals.
Is the bicast online? One person said .pro, easier to remember.
Okay.
And then you're running out of patience. So
remember, I'm a flaming red color.
Yes. Oh, pro. I like the pro over studio. And that person also said, you're just giving me two choices. So just between those two, I'm choosing .pro. And then another person, .pro, probably better.
Okay.
And then another. Okay, so we'll wrap up by saying this last person said 50-50, I'd say, between those two choices.
Okay, good job. Right? You can't make a choice.
Oh, another person said .studio. I think it suggests podcast more than .pro.
Okay. You don't have to read all of them, right?
And then the Crypto Slate guys.
Yeah.
They said studio.
Thanks, Crypto Slate. Nate from Crypto Slate.
So.
Ooh. Wait, I don't get to choose?
You and I already voted and talked about it all week long, remember?
Oh, we did?
I was the one who was flip-flopping near the end, but I was voting for studio.
Uh-huh.
Because I think what it boils down to is that my gut, my feelings say
your
studio.
Heart.
My heart says studio, but aww, my head says pro.
Okay.
So I noted that a decent number of participants who responded, they liked .pro because of the engineering aspect. It's one syllable. It's easy to remember. It's fast. It's three letters. It's, it's easier to type. Everybody who likes studio said it feels better. It sounds better. It kind of like makes me think of like one person said about, a recording studio,
mm-hmm,
all that
mm-hmm,
kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though it's three syllables, even though it's a lot more letters, we're going to go with .studio.
Whew. All right. So it's .studio.
That's it. I already bought the domain name and, it's done finally.
Ooh.
So
can I build
Yes, you can build the website
now. Go at it.
Yes,
all right.
Yes. Maybe
sweet.
Have Jasper work on it.
No.
A little bit.
No, he can do other things. He's a fintech project coming up.
All right.
Ooh. All right.
Ooh, sounds good. Okay. So that does it for digital real estate. And generally speaking, it just sucks I'm trying to figure out a Twitter handle for Windchill Time.
Oh, God.
And so trying to figure out what to get because you have a 15-character limit, and just like you ran into a problem with the Cascadia Blockchain Council, too long.
Yeah.
So now
I'm still trying to get it approved, though. Be able to have a Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Because I got to coordinate with the mothership.
So I'm thinking, I got to figure out some way of having a handle. Otherwise, at least it's a placeholder because we still have been using more our individual handles, which is totally fine with me. But I think it's just nice to have, some digital real estate as a placeholder for this beast that we're created.
Yeah, the general guidance for social media, especially on Twitter, is to have a different handle for each type or industry or persona that you want to carry.
Right.
And so, I'm at Aerie in Seattle, which is me, the actual human. It'd be nice to have me broken out where I'm only focused on Blockchain Council thing and engaging only as a Blockchain Council. And then another one for Windchill Time, for instance.
So what I like is even celebrities who have millions of followers,
mm-hmm,
it's them. Like,
mm-hmm,
you basically know it's either them or their assistants.
Right.
With brands like Budweiser or whoever,
mm-hmm,
you don't know. There's not that personal angle. It's just this massive, massive national global company. And they have this Twitter handle. So it's not, there's no like personal heart connection there.
It really depends on who's manning the social media. I think it was like Alaska Airlines that has a good social media person that really engages well with their users and even has its own personality.
Right.
And
Trilali.
Oh, Trilali.
You know that
going.
Their handle, company handle, there's somebody with a big personality there or a vocal personality. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it really depends on the company and it actually depends on their strategy around it and who they assign to it and how much room that person has to put themselves into it and actually if they even care to, because some people don't even care, they're just doing it to get the check mark.
Yeah. And we are YellowUmbrella.ventures as a global destination. But even getting YellowUmbrella.ventures, that was a lot
ordeal.
Of ordeal, heartache, everything.
I don't know about
it. It just sucked.
Stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now on to a brighter subject.
I don't know if it was brighter, but it was eye opening, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say.
So let's start. This morning we all got up, we did our morning routine. Day came back from dropping the lentil off at toddler school, and I had just gotten the quinoa ready for the day, changed his diaper, came out, handed
I think
the key.
He was. Oh, I thought he was napping when you. No, he was off napping when you and I sat down. Oh no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, I handed the quinoa off to Day to feed him the bottle, and I was about to start dishes. And I don't know about the rest of you, but for me, I have a laundry list of things I need to get done all the time, underscore, italics, bold. And so I was going to wash the dishes, make sure the dishwasher was ready to be full and loaded and run. And then I was going to wash the bottles and get that ready and then get the kitchen ready because the mother-in-law was going to be landing today. And I didn't want to be, you know, horrible, horrible daughter-in-law, completely a disaster. I wanted to get the laundry sorted. I wanted to make sure the beds were generally made so that, you know, again, mother-in-law is landing today. I don't want her to be, you know, too upset about her, you know, disorganized daughter-in-law. And I was about to get going, and Day looked over at me, and he goes, "Why don't you go do something for yourself? I got the baby." And I said, "Huh? What did you say? Those were your seven words you said, right?
Why don't you do something for yourself?
Yeah.
Why don't you go do something for yourself?" All right, we got to pause. I can just restart it.
Okay, so then Day says the seven words that literally was a big milestone of my life, and not exaggerating. So he says very calmly in his beautiful Day-like voice as he looks endearingly over at me while holding our second beautiful, the quinoa baby, goes, "Why don't you do something for yourself?" Seven words. Why don't you do something for yourself?
And there was a moment in time we were trying to count the words, and we were counting something and yourself as two words each. So we had a hard time.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
You're interrupting the moment here. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold yourself.
All right.
Hold the table. So then I stopped. I looked around and I thought, I have all these things I want to get done, but none of these are just for myself. I said, "Huh." And then Day goes, "Why don't you go for a run? Go for it right now. Go for it." And so I said, "Oh, okay." So I threw on a sweatshirt, threw on a pair of sneakers, and went for a little semi-jog. I call it a fast walk because I'm not really into running quite yet after post-baby. But it was really nice. I noticed a tree in our front.
You did not take your phone.
I did not take my phone. He said, "No devices." And I was, I'm done with that. So I went for a fast-paced walk. It was really nice this morning. Wasn't too hot. No sun. It was just the perfect weather. Just, you know, hearing the footsteps, being able to find rhythm with that, see the, you know, just see the nature around us. I mean, we're very, very lucky here in the Pacific Northwest to be with all this greenery and just beautiful. And then, came to our front yard and there was this tree. I stared at it for at least 3-4 minutes. Some people around the neighborhood would have been like, "What's that lady doing staring at that tree?" There's this tree in our front yard that I had deemed dead, I think several times every year. I'm like, "That tree is dead. Pull it out. Kill it. Move it." You know that little tree in our front yard?
Yeah, the round one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's alive again. It's got leaves on it. Look, that little teeny tiny tree in our little front yard. I swear to God, it was super, super dead.
What's that called? Hibernation? Or something when a... Dormant? Animal dormancy. Yeah, dormancy.
I don't know. It wasn't dead. It was like looking at me saying, "I'm not dead. I'm not dead. Look at me. I'm not dead.
Don't kill me because I'm not dead."
Yeah, I looked at it and I was like, "Oh, you turned out good. Shoot." And so I came back and Day and I sat down for our early lunch. And I said, "Hey, honey, can we have a talk?" He says, "Okay." He sits down. I go, "You said seven magical words to me this morning that I think have set a whole new milestone and I think will completely change the tone of our relationship because it helps me so much. And it's, again, why don't you do something for yourself?" And to give you context, for me, I don't know if it's, you know, for other people out there, or if it's a woman thing or a man thing or a mom thing or whatever. For me, it's a, I have this list of things I need to get done, and I want to get through them. For me to go do something only for myself, I usually make a huge ordeal out of it. Like, remember I went to go get my nails done, and
before your birthday, yeah.
Yeah, before my birthday, and I told Day about it 2 weeks in advance and a week in advance, and then I kept on saying, like, I need to find time to do this, I need you to help me to do this, and we had to, like, schedule it, and it became this ordeal, and I kept on pushing it off. Like, I let so many different things come in the way, and by the end of the week, which was my birthday, I had to go do it that first thing in the morning, on the day of my birthday, Saturday morning. And I felt horribly bad about it. I felt guilty about it, you know. I was happy, of course, with the result, you know, the fact that I got my nails done, but it was really hard for me to go do that for myself. And in the meantime, usually day to day, I look at Day, and Day's, you know.
On contrast.
Yeah.
This is the way he lives. He's like, why don't you describe it?
He's always like, I mean, it's very endearing, but sometimes it's really annoying. He'll be like, Ari, I just learned something new. I just, you have to listen to this podcast. I look at the podcast. It's like 55 minutes long. And I go, where am I going to spend 55 minutes listening to a podcast when I have all this stuff I got to do? And then they goes, hey, I'm just reading this great book. I'm going to get you a copy. We should get a copy of this book. And I go, when am I going to? I haven't even figured out how to read a book this year. This year has been really hard to figure out how to read a book. So, and then he's always, he's like,
more examples of my selfishness.
I need a guy's night. I need some time to myself. And I look at him and go, you
suck.
You need time to yourself. So, like, you know, in the spirit, I'm getting a little bit bitter and a little bit
resentful.
Yeah. How is he able to find all this time for himself and then still ask for more? And I feel like the worst human being doing anything for myself. And it's this huge ordeal. And so maybe I just need to learn, be better about it. Or what we learned today is that maybe Day needs to give me permission, you know, just to get me going every day. Why don't you go do something for yourself, even if it's 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then maybe eventually that voice will become my own, and I'll be able to say, Ari, I can go do something for myself. I thought that was a
And you
huge
had someone else reaffirm.
Yeah, I had my therapy session today, so I told him, and he literally was jumping out of a seat, clapping his hands, saying, like, milestone, you've reached new heights. And so, yeah, Day, with this new insight, I think it'll help our marriage. It'll help us individually. It'll help us as a team. Day will get me started in, you know, reaffirming and feeling power back in my own hands to, quote, why don't I go do something for myself? A little bit at a time, once a day, and we'll kind of go from there. So thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Mwah.
I need to go out and get drinks with some fellas next week. I'm just joking.
Baby steps, honey.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, on that note,
yeah, I think that does it. And so this is a holiday week. Price action on Bitcoin. We're about to crack into 12,000 again.
Woo-hoo.
Because we're in the pseudo weekend and holiday time period. Checked a little while ago. It was $11,900. So anyway, my sign off would be thanks for listening, and be nice to each other out there and stack sats.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Really appreciate ratings, comments, and sharing of Windshield Time with your friends. And don't forget, together we rise. Bye.
Hi, y'all. It's Casey Kasem from American Top 40. And none of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guest or its host is to be taken as financial or legal or psychological or dietary advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by the SEC, the Security and Exchange Commission of the United States of America, or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of the American Top 40 Countdown. By listening, You acknowledge that the hosts, Ari and Day, and their guests are not financial advisors, but they are up 3 spots this week on the countdown. They're not even legal scholars of any kind. They're simply humans, not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living, dead, or unborn, or zombie, or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of the known universe, simply ironic. Kind of like Alanis Morissette, who's down 3 spots this week to number 16 on the countdown. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and your reaction, kind of like after a long-distance dedication. That may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Let's get this thing going. On with the countdown.
Hey. Check, check. 1, 2, 3.
Hello, 1, 2, 3.
One thing, you got to speak out a little bit more.
I'm speaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause my waveform shows up really, really well.
You have a nice, sexy voice. Mine is nice and thin. Are we hot? Drop it like it's hot.
Oh, we're hot. Oh. It's just your waveform doesn't show up as much.
How about right now?
Hmm.
Yeah, I gotta see right into the eye cocoon.